This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs from ConnectingVets.com. And all of this hour, we're discussing the University of Maryland Global Campus's Military and Veteran Virtual Appreciation Fair going on Thursday, May 13th. Starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, veterans around the country can log on and meet with veteran service organizations and employers to discuss incredible career opportunities. And among some of the huge people making a difference in veterans' lives are the groups that we'll talk to today. My next guest is Ann Mazur, CEO of Every Mind out of Rockville, Maryland, where the motto is Your Mental Wellness, Our Mission. Ann, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having me.
In fact, as I was looking at EveryMind's website, I noticed the commitment that you guys have to those who've served involves a project called Serving Together. And when I went to servingtogetherproject.org, it looks like I uncovered, I don't know, like a life kit for veterans. I couldn't imagine how you guys do all of these things, but there's things like education and housing and clothing and healthcare, food, transportation. I mean, I think I saw utilities on there and I was thinking, why wasn't there something like this when I got out of the Navy? And how is it you guys can do all of these things? So the natural beginning here is, tell me, what does Serving Together do?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, Every Mind, our mission is to strengthen communities and empower individuals to reach optimal mental wellness. We are a trusted mental health resource in the National Capital Region since, believe it or not, 1957. And our programs support children, adults, families with mental health across the lifespan. And Serving Together is a program of Every Mind, and it is our commitment to veterans, service members, and their families. The program was actually born out of Every Mind's crisis hotline a decade ago. We saw gaps that existed for veterans looking for benefits and the frustration felt by our clients trying to navigate the system. So Serving Together fills those gaps by delivering a wraparound, holistic, coordinated system of care to service members and their families, regardless of discharge status or time from separation from the military. So as you noted, that wraparound, holistic approach is all of the different things you mentioned, from housing to employment to healthcare to mental health.
Now, that's a buzzword that I hear a lot in the social service continuum, that wraparound care. Let's dive into just a few of the features and the benefits of that. So you're saying that, like, in order to properly help them get through one issue, you had to actually look at all the different parts of their life. Employment is a huge part of that and something we'll focus on today's show a lot about. But how is it you're able to get in and fix all the aspects of their life? I mean, more than just employment, like paying their bills or transportation issues.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring up that point about, you know, a buzzword of wraparound services. So Serving Together's work is unique for our data-driven approach and our high-touch services. So we bring organizations, public, private, local government together into one network that offers hundreds of organizations and the clients a single entry point, a single intake. And that intake goes, our peer navigators do that, and it's at no cost. So we connect the individuals and the families with whatever resources they need. It could be to address food insecurity, housing, employment, education, legal, health, and of course, mental health. Right now, during the pandemic, what we've seen, our top three needs are, as you mentioned, employment, food, and shelter. Over the summer, we actually saw food insecurity nearly triple in need for our clients. So Serving Together supports some of the most underserved members of the military community throughout the DC region, and we actually are just expanding into the Baltimore region.
And we saw it on the evening news all throughout this last year. Yeah. There were places where they were handing out bags of food and groceries, and school districts were doing these food drives because, yeah, this has really been one hell of a year. And when the bottom drops out of employment, so go your ability to pay your bills. So goes your ability to like manage your daily needs. And you're saying that Serving Together, you can get help with all of those things. How does it work? Does a veteran just come to you and say, here's my DD-214, life's a wreck, I don't know how I'm paying the bills, my car's broke. I mean, does it just start with a simple phone call and a DD-214?
Exactly. A phone call or on our website, and I'll give you that information a little later, they can go right on the website and fill out a referral intake self-referral form. And to get into a little more of the details, so when they make that phone call or they fill out that form, we have what we call peer navigators that actually help support and connect that veteran service member or family with whatever needs they have. The other piece, when we talk about digging in, they have those conversations and they have follow-up conversations. So often what we see is someone reaching out for one service. And then once that engagement happens, and they work with the peer navigator, other needs are uncovered.
Let's talk some veteran-specific services. I know there's a lot of times that the veteran needs help with their VA claims. Do you guys get in the weeds there? Are you able to help, say, the veteran that's looking to the VA for some benefits and maybe compensation for toxic exposures or navigating just the damn process of getting their disability eligibility claim upgraded? Can you guys get in there and do anything?
Yes. And that, as you mentioned, is a huge challenge, right? So that VA benefit navigation, we absolutely can help support that. We, work in partnership, and our navigators, are in touch with those departments every day, all the time, right? So they know all of those different hurdles. And so they can help facilitate the process and work hand in hand with the veteran to navigate those benefits, which we know are extremely difficult to navigate. And I think the other piece that's really critically important is oftentimes there's many, many benefits that they're eligible for that they're not aware of.
All right. Last question is something that, I think about now. Now that I'm getting up there in years, Anne, not quite the young guy I used to be, but I often wonder, I didn't immediately jump in and claim many benefits or do much with my veteran status when I initially got out, partly because my job sort of translated right into the civilian world, and I went from Navy photojournalist to being a journalist in the civilian community and, ended up with a job and some kind of benefits there. But as I get into my 40s and health conditions and I think about things, I often wonder, what could I be eligible for? What services, what benefits are out there for me? Does it matter how long I've been out into the veteran world? Does it matter how long I've been away from the military before I come to you?
No, it does not matter at all. How long you've been out of the military. We serve anyone that is connected. I can share with you a recent client that is a disabled post-Vietnam veteran with complex health conditions. You mentioned as you're getting older and things are getting more complex, right? So
yep.
He reached out to Serving Together with a multitude of needs, including he needed some legal support. He was interested in spiritual enrichment. He was seeking individual counseling, as well as that benefits navigation piece. He was, finding it really challenging to determine what VA benefits he qualified for. So he was connected with all of those services, from legal, counseling, benefits navigation, as well as spiritual enrichment. And he also completed an intake that we facilitated with the Stephen Cohen Clinic for therapy and was enrolled in counseling services. And then a few months later, he came back again. So once you've worked with us and received services, it's not a one and done, right? You can come back again. So a few months later, he came back to Serving Together because he needed help again. And this time for what we call educational support services. So he needed a laptop so that he could connect virtually for telehealth and education and some of the other services that we had already connected him with that he was accessing, but he needed the technology equipment. So we were able to connect him with Tech for Troops to see if they had laptops in stock. And we also reached out to Heroes Bridge for assistance with the shipping. So even during the pandemic, he was able to get the resources that he needed so that he continue those supports that were already in place and critical for him. And so that gives you an example of when we talk about the high touch and the wraparound services and the coordination with all of the providers.
Just amazing. And I'm glad you did point that out because that's such a multi-layered example. And it goes to show, no matter how far you've drifted from the pier, there's organizations that are still out there to help you as a veteran and get you what you need. And Serving Together Project does just that. They're like case managers for your life. I can't believe that that exists, that that's a thing, but I'm so glad.
I know.
Well, you guys are pioneering some great things there with the Serving Together Project as part of Every Mind. And tell me more about where a veteran can find you online and you know, what we need to do to take that first step.
Of course. Anyone who is military connected, spouse, adult children of veterans, caregivers, Gold Star families, literally anyone that has that military connection can reach out to Serving Together. Our intake form is right on the website, servingtogetherproject.org, or you can reach out and contact one of the peer navigators by phone. The phone number is 855-738-7176. And Serving Together is, you know, committed to help anyone that reaches out in any way that we can.
Wonderful. Ann Mazur, CEO of Every Mind, thank you so much. Again, that's servingtogetherproject.org. And, you know, I say this, you know, this phrase, we hear it a lot, but it most certainly applies to you. Thank you for the service you're doing. Such great stuff. And you take care.
Thank you.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.